Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
我们这一节来查考第一节到第七节。
This morning we'll study verses 1 through 7.
我们昨天用三次的时间在查考传道书。
Yesterday during the course of three sermons, we studied the book of Ecclesiastes.
那传道书从第一章到十一章是对当时整个世俗社会的观念做一个批判。
Chapters 1 through 11 is about the way we live in the world.
他做一个批判。
And it made a conclusion.
为着要提醒当时的世代，你们所认为对的不一定是对。
To remind the world that what you think is right may not be actually right.
你们要觉悟，你们所认为对的里面那个虚空。
You must wake up and realize that what you have done is meaningless.
这样你们的生活才会全心全力的归向神。
Only then will your heart turn back to God.
那传道书我们在昨天查考啊、当时世代的人很看重智慧。
In our study yesterday, we learned that the world at the time valued wisdom.
似乎智慧可以取代的神。
As if wisdom can replace God himself.
但是这个所罗门指出。
But as Solomon pointed out,
说智慧到最后也是虚空、啊。
In the end, wisdom is also vanity.
因为智慧能够知道很多人生的真相，但是啊，没有能力能够改变人生的、这个。困难的地方
Because wisdom tells you the truth about life, yet can't do anything to solve the problem.
弯曲不能够变直
The twisted cannot be straightened.
智慧可以知道弯曲的地方，但是不能变直
Wisdom knows what is twisted and wrong, but can't change it.
智慧知道什么是缺乏，但是没有办法补足
Wisdom knows what is lacking, but cannot fill it.
所以原来智慧也不能够取代神
So wisdom cannot replace God.
只有神能够使弯的变直的
Only God can straighten the twisted
使缺少的变成足数
And fill the lacking
所以人觉悟智慧的虚空以后人就会追求、在神里面那真正的智慧
Once we realize how wisdom is also meaningless Then we'll seek the wisdom in God
那真智慧的显现就是耶稣
And the fulfillment of the true wisdom is Jesus
多有智慧就多有愁烦
With more wisdom comes more worries and sorrows.
增加知识就增加忧伤。
The more we know, the more the sadder we get.
但是只有我们对主的认识跟亲近，能够真的带给我们心灵的平安、喜乐还有安慰。
Only when we come to know the Lord can we receive true comfort and joy.
啊，当时的世代在流行啊肉体的享乐。
The people of the time also pursue pleasures of the flesh.
从第二章一直在记载的。
Beginning from chapter 2.
这个传道者下以批判。
The teacher said,
发现不论是肉体物质上的享乐或者心灵上成就感的达成到最后都是虚空的。
Whether it was pursuing sensual pleasures or accomplishing things that he planned, they're all meaningless.
在日光之下是没有益处的。
And under the sun, it brings him no good.
因为这里面有极大的陷阱。
Because in pleasure, there's a great trap.
并没有真正的满足跟平安
Because it gives us no true satisfaction
所以我们看传道书会对我们现代的世代、有更清楚的看见
And when we read Ecclesiastes we realize how the world truly is
也可以让我们调整人生有正确的方向
Only then can we readjust the directions of our lives
使我们所过的生活能够真的、活在主耶稣所要给我们真正的幸福里面
And to change our lives and to pursue the trueenjoyment that Jesus can give us.
那在传道书其他的很多章节里面我们看到、他都用他的智慧来指出、当时人观念跟生活上的错误。
In other passages in the book, Solomon and his wisdom pointed out the follies of the world.
那这个让我们想到一个问题。
And it makes us think.
圣经说我们不能够论断。
The Bible says we should not judge.
但是这是不是指着我们不能够有判断力
But does that mean that we shall not we cannot tell what is right from wrong
圣经说我们不能够论断所以免得被人论断
The Bible tells us not to judge lest we be judged
这个主要是指着对人论断
That is judging other people
但是圣经并没有说我们对事情不能够有判断力
But the Bible doesn't tell us not to judge what is right and wrong
哥林多前书里面在谈到说、如果有人讲道那听的人就要慎思明辨
First Corinthians teaches us when we listen we must be able to tell the truth
所以我们不是到教会里面听道理要 照章全收，反正讲台奉主耶稣的名讲，我全部接受，不一定是这样。
When you come to church, just because the speaker speaks in the name of Jesus Christ doesn't mean everything is right.
我们要慎思明辨。
As listeners, you must examine the truth.
凡是合于圣经、圣灵感动出来的，我们要接受。
If the words are from the Bible and are moved by the Holy Spirit, then accept it. 但是如果
里面还有个人的意见，还有人意，这个我们要弄清楚。
But if the words contains human will, then you must recognize that.
所以从圣经看起来，人对是非的判断力是需要的。
And from the Bible tells us we must learn how to tell right from wrong.
因此论断不可以，但是对事情一种批评、批断常常是需要的。
We must not judge our peers, but we can judge what judge matters.
我们从很多的例子可以看出来。
And we can see this from many examples.
好像当时拿单先知去看大卫。
When Prophet Nathan saw David,
拿单就提出大卫的错误来。
Nathan pointed out his sins.
结果大卫因为拿单告诉他的错误，大卫得救了。
And because of Prophet Nathan, David was saved.
大卫悔改。
He repented.
在诗篇51他痛悔。
In Psalm 51, we can see his contrite repentance.
后来神赦免他。
And God forgave him.
所以拿单呢，对大卫指责错误也是有功效的。
So Nathan's work of pointing out the wrong was valuable.
那我们再看哥林多前后书。
And when we read First and Second Corinthians,
保罗在当时哥林多教会的问题提多很多的指责。
Paul pointed out many of the things that were wrong with the church.
但这不是血气的。
But he was not pointed out of human anger.
也不是为着个人的利益。
Or to gain anything from it.
乃是出于基督的爱。
But he pointed out the wrongs out of love of Christ.
所以虽然他写的信非常沉重，非常厉害。
Even though his letters carry a serious tone.
却使哥林多教会生出没有后悔的懊悔来。
But then it pointed out the wrongs of the church.
因此就产生在信仰上更大的自洁啊，更热切的追求。
And the church will be able to realize what they have done and pursue what is right.
所以显然的啊，保罗写信给哥林多教会，让哥林多教会更加的进步。
Paul wrote his letter so that the church can improve.
但是我们看当时旧约时代的一些先知。
When we also look at the prophets in the Old Testament,
他们不敢讲。
Some prophets didn't speak anything.
因为他们知道这个代价是。重大的
because they know the price of speaking the truth.
但是神的灵在他们这当中焚烧
but God's spirit burned within them.
当他们指出当时世代的错误
and when they pointed out the wrongs of the generation,
就开始受苦了
they suffer.
我们看耶利米先知
for example, Prophet Jeremiah,
流泪的先知
he was a prophet of tears.
为什么受苦这么多
why did he suffer so much?
就是他指责当时社会的错误
it's because he pointed out what was wrong.
所以有时候我们听到别人在批判我们
When we hear others judging us,
你会觉得很难过。
It doesn't feel good.
但是这不一定不好。
But that may not be a bad thing.
因为如果我们一直觉得我很好，就有问题了。
Because if you feel that you're always doing what is right every day,
因为耶稣说，如果大家都做好，你就有灾祸了。
Because Jesus tells us, if everyone praises you, then trouble will come to you.
因为只有一个人是真的好的，他就是主耶稣。
There's only one person who is truly righteous.
那其他每一个人都有缺点。
Everyone else have their shortcomings.
只是我们对自己太无知了。
But sometimes we're ignorant even of ourselves.
所以我们常常觉得自己很好。
We always feel that we're good.
因此我们容易指责别人的不好。
And it's easy to point out what other people have done wrong.
所以如果我们听到有别人在批判我们。
So when we hear criticisms,
那这可以让我们更冷静地来思想我们自己。
We must calm down and think about ourselves.
站在别人站在另外一个角度来看我们，这是不是真的？
Is it true what other people are saying?
这个可以帮助我们的进步。
And that can help us to improve.
我们看当一个公司发生问题。
If a company is in trouble,
他去请一个顾问来。
They will hire consultants.
那这个顾问价值都很高
And the consultant usually charge a very high fee.
这个平常每一个 hours 比公司你平均的 rate 还高。
They probably get a higher salary than their employees.
那这个顾问来啊，不是向你赞美说，你这个公司这里好那里啊。如果赞美，我就不需要花钱请你来了。
The consultants do not come and say how well you're doing. Otherwise, they wouldn't be paid to do that.
来了就是要看看你这里到底有什么问题。
They're paid to find out the problems of the company.
你要什么建议？
And offer advice.
让我公司能够进步。
So the company could be better.
所以我们看到很多美国的例子。
We see many examples here.
这个公司一旦换了这个 CEO 之后，整个公司都变了。
When the company changes the CEO, then the system changes.
Sears 是美国最出名的。
for example, Sears.
他因为大了以后啊，以后这个股票一直下跌。
Once the company began to grow, their stock prices plunged.
换了一个 CEO,
and they got a new CEO.
他对这个整个公司的缺点开始改进。
And he looked into the problems of the company.
结果现在 Sears 股票比以前高了好多倍。
And now the Sears stock are doing very well.
所以从这里我们就知道。
From this we can learn.
有时候啊，不是出于血气的，出于属灵爱心的这种对事情的判断啊，是需要的。
Sometimes a criticism.That is not of the flesh is necessary.
因此这个传道者我们从第一章一直到十一章他所提出来就是对当时他们整个生活的错误啊，提出一个很正确的评价。
And chapters 1 through 11 pointed out many things that were wrong in life.
为了让他们能够改变啊，过一个更好的生活。
So that the people will realize and improve themselves.
好，我们现在看这个第五章。
Let's read chapter 5.
传道书的第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为近前听胜过愚昧人的献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。这个第一节一直到第七节就是在讲当时世代，所罗门那个世代人的宗教生活。
Verses 1 through 7 describes the religious life of time.
那这个所罗门当时世代的人啊，很注重献祭跟守节。
The people valued all the festivals and holidays.
差不多从四师时代以后啊，这个以色列百姓对这个献祭跟守节就一直持续不断。
Since the times of judges, the Israelites continued to observe these festivals.
那为什么人要献祭？
Why would they offer sacrifices?
讲到最后就是不外乎感恩跟赎罪。
They do so out of thanksgiving and for the redemption of their sins.
那这个外表这种形式一直传下去。
So they continue with these traditions.
那传到几代以后啊，那个下面的这些年轻的一辈啊，他只承受这个外表的仪式，却忘记了那个仪式里面所应该含有的心态。
And after many generations, these feasts and sacrifices became tradition, and the young people forgot what they actually meant.
所以到了所罗门那个时代啊，人也在献祭，也在守节。
And in Solomon's times, the people still made sacrifices and observed feasts.
下面说，他们不知道所做的是恶。
But they did not know what they were doing.
也就是说，他们不知道他们在做什么。
They don't know what they are doing was right or wrong.
那当一个人在从事一个宗教仪式又不知道自己在做什么的时候，这个就已经失了味的宗教了。
When we're religious, yet we don't know what we're doing, then we've lost all meaning.
盐如果失了味，没有用的，是被丢到地上去的。
A salt that without taste will be thrown away.
如果一个宗教仪式已经失了味，已经不能够让人有体验，这个仪式已经没有作用了。
If a religious tradition cannot let you experience God, then it's meaningless.
那这个就是我们现在要谨慎的。
And we must be watchful.
我们有很多的仪式。
We have many traditions.
其实这个仪式里面都有一些意义在里面的。
And all of them have important meaning.
圣餐礼。
For example, Holy Communion.
这是
一个仪式。It is a sacrament.
但是当我们在参加这个仪式的时候，我们要想这个仪式代表什么。
But when we observe the sacrament, what does it mean to you?
我们来参加这个仪式应该有什么心态？
What kind of attitude do we bring to the sacrament?
这个是最重要的。
And that's the most important.
所以借着这个仪式使我们的心态能够更加的更新。
Through the sacrament, our hearts can be renewed.
那我们没有认清楚这个仪式里面更深的一层意义。
But if we don't recognize the deeper meaning,
我们来到教会那张饼就吃了，拿就吃下去了。
And we simply come to church and eat that piece of bread.
但是我们出了会堂对弟兄还是恨呢。
And we still hate our brothers when we leave the chapel.
我们出了会堂还是爱自己没有爱神呢？
Or still love only ourselves and not God.
那这个圣餐礼就变成失了味的一个宗教了，
then,
宗教仪式。
Then holy communion becomes salt without taste.
不是这个仪式本身没有意思。
It is not, the problem is not with the sacrament itself.
是因为我们本身已经忘记了它的意思是什么。
But rather because we forgot its meaning.
洗脚的也是一样啊。
So same with foot washing.
我每次参加教会仪式久了，我们就觉得啊，这个洗脚礼是出信的人听的。
After a while, we may think the teachings of foot washing are for the new believers.
所以一弄到洗脚礼，我就闭目养神了。
And during the sacrament of foot washing, we would take a nap.
但是这个仪式里面到底含着什么意思？
But what is the meaning of foot washing?
这个不只是说 典礼性的说你要与我有份。
It is not a ceremony to have a part with Jesus.
如果是典礼性的解释，你一生只需要一次。
If that is true, then we only need to perform it once.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly,
教导我们要像耶稣这么谦卑。
Foot washing teaches us to be humble like Jesus.
他是天上的王。
He is the king of heaven.
他都可以当仆人洗人的脚。
Yet he was a servant washing his disciples' feet.
何况我是谁呢？
What about me?
那我忘记这个仪式的精义。
If we forget the significance of the sacrament.
啊，洗脚礼我今天也参加了。
And we perform foot washing.
但呢，出了会堂。
And when we leave the chapel.
我们希望别人服侍我们，而不是我们想要谦卑服侍人。
And we still expect to be served.
那这个仪式对我们就没有什么帮助啊。
And the sacrament can do nothing for us.
主耶稣是知道犹大要卖他。
Jesus knew Judah would betray him.
那是很大的仇恨啊。
That is a great evil.
但是主耶稣用爱来洗他的脚。
But out of love, Jesus washed his feet.
这个就是这个仪式所要表现的精义。
That is the meaning of the sacrament.
能够用爱来包容别人的错误。
We forgive out of love.
因此，如果我们每一个人都很用心的去参加仪式
，If each one of us can pay attention to these spiritual teachings,
了解那个仪式的精义
，and to understand what the sacraments really mean,
你发现洗脚礼参加出来，你跟人的关系是新的。
And after attending these sacraments, your relationship with other people will change.
我们在服侍神的态度是新的。
And we will serve God with a renewed heart.
所以当时的世代。
The people of the time,
虽然人有这个献祭的仪式
even though they observe the tradition of sacrifice,
但是显然他已经不知道它里面所存在一些精神跟意义
but it seems as if they've forgotten what it all meant.
所以在做献祭的这个事情啊，在神面前看是恶的，他也不知道
and even they did not know it was evil in the sight of God.
那么到底什么样的献祭是神所不喜欢的？
What type of sacrifices displease God?
我们先看诗篇的五十篇。
Let's read Psalm 50.
诗篇的五十篇。
Psalm 50.
第八节。
Verse 8.
诗篇五十篇的第八节。
Psalm 50, verse 8.
我并不因为你的祭物责备你，你的燔祭藏在我面前。第九节。
Verse 9.
我不从你的家中取公牛，也不从你的圈里取山羊。第十节。
Verse 10.
因为树林的百兽是我的山，啊，是我的千山的牲畜也是我的，啊，十一节。
11.
山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽都是属我的，啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的，十三节。
Verse 13.
我岂吃公牛的血肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血呢？十四节。
14.
你们要以感谢为祭献于神，又要向至高者还你的愿。这个神借着作诗的人告诉以色列百姓
Through the psalmist, God instructed the Israelites,
你有祭物摆在圣殿里面
You place your sacrifices in the temple,
你的燔祭藏在我面前
Your burnt offerings are before me,
但是现在我要改变你的观念
But I will change your thinking,
我真的所看重的不是你那个祭物
I do not value the sacrifice itself,
山中的飞鸟是我的
The birds are mine,
千山的野兽也是我的
The creatures of the fields are mine,
世界其中所充满都是我的
All that's in the world is mine.
难道至高的神需要人献一头羊吗？他才会高兴吗？
Does the God most high truly need a goat?
难道至高的神需要人献一头牛，他才会高兴吗？
Does God truly need a bull?
当然不是的，因为一切都是他的。
No, because everything is in God.
那为什么神要以色列百姓献祭呢？
And why does God demand sacrifices?
十四节说，你要以感谢为祭献给神。
Verse 14 says,Sacrifice thanks offerings to God.
所以最重要是要借着献祭，让神来感受到你里面那一种感恩的心。
It is through a sacrifice that God can feel our hearts of thanks.
这个是献祭的重点。
That is the key in the sacrifice.
但是以色列百姓已经忘记了这个感恩的心的重点。
Which the Israelites have forgotten.
他所强调的是外表的祭品。
They offer.The physical sacrifice.
所以把祭品拿到圣殿来献，但是没有感恩的心。
They take the animals to the temple without a thankful heart.
那个这个是神不要，这是对神的一种亵渎啊！以为神是可以用贿赂的。
As if they're bribing God.
那今天有时候我们在这个奉献也是一样。
When we offer in the church today,
神所看重的不是你的钱。
God does not place value on the money itself.
这个是我们要常常提醒自己。
We must remind ourselves.
神所看重的是你钱里面那个心呢。
God values the heart behind your offering.
如果神所看重的是钱，
If God values money,
那就献越多钱越人越高兴，神越高兴。
Then the more you offer, the more God loves you.
事实上不是这样的。
But that's not the fact.
你看那个寡妇投了两个小钱。
When the widow placed the two coins,
那只是两个小钱呢。
That was only two little coins.
可能投到奉献箱里面，咚咚两声，她就很不好意思，大家回头看到，原来是你呀。
Perhaps she will be embarrassed when the two coins dropped into the offering box.
啊，因为你如果献了一百块就没有声音了， because、那两个铜板这个下去就有声音了。
No one will hear you if you put in $100 bills.
所以很多人看到寡妇在奉献就很感谢神，神啊，我没有像她，我只献两个，她只献两个小钱。
Probably many people thank God that they're not like the widow who offered only two coins.
但是主耶稣在看这件事情就不是这样了。
But Jesus saw things differently.
说他献的比众人还多。
He said she offered more than anyone else.
为什么她献两个小钱，她献的比众人还多？
Why was that two coins so valuable?
因为她用这个两个小钱来代表她的心。
Because that represented her heart.
那个是她那一天养生所需要的。
That was all she had.
但是她为着报答神的恩典，把那一天养生的所需要也献出来。
But in order to repay God's love, she offered all she had.
所以那一天她可能是禁食啊。
Perhaps that day she was forced to fast.
所以她所奉献的是百分之百。
And she offered 100%.
是尽她的力量。
It was all her strength.
所以这个两个小钱代表她的心，神悦纳她的心。
And God was pleased with her heart.
那为什么富有的人奉献，神说那个寡妇比她献的还多？
Then why did God also say she offered more than the wealthy?
那个钞票不是更大把吗？
Didn't they offer more money?
因为他们是用剩下，然后把剩下的再拿一些来奉献，也不是全部。
But they offered only what is left over in their lives.
所以他们的心虽然数目很大，但是他们的心并不是全部啊，奉献给神了，还是对自己有保留。
Even though money-wise, they offered a lot more, but they saved a lot even more for themselves.
因此将心比心。
When God compares our hearts,
他就发现寡妇的心更容易让神感动。
The widow's heart can truly touch God.
那这个就是献祭的精义。
That is the spirit of sacrifice.
但是以色列百姓已经忘记了这个精义。
But the people have forgotten that.
只注重外表的这种仪式。
They offer the physical sacrifice.
所以这个传道者在讲啊，不对啊，这样不对啊。
And the teacher pointed out this wrong.
你这样做没有心，只有仪式，这个是恶的。
And he said this was evil.
好，我们再看啊。箴言的十五章第八节。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8.
箴言十五章的第八节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8.
这里说，恶人献祭为耶和华所憎恶，啊，正直人祈祷也为他所喜悦。这段圣经在讲两种人做同一件事情。
In this verse, we see two types of people doing the same thing.
这头一句话说献祭。
The first is sacrifice.
第二句话说祈祷。
The second is prayer.
其实一个是物质的，一个是属灵的。
And prayer is actually a spiritual sacrifice.
祈祷就是一种献祭。
Prayer is a type of sacrifice.
那这个第八节第一个说恶人献祭。
Verse 8 first talks about the sacrifice of the wicked.
恶人就是行为不好。
The wicked do bad deeds.
生活没有敬畏神。
They do not fear God.
为非作歹的人。
They do all evil they please.
他也献祭。
But they still make sacrifice.
但是这个是神所憎恶的。
But God detests that.
神憎恶不是因为他没有摆上祭物。
God does not detest their sacrifice on the altar.
神憎恶是因为他行为很坏，但是他来献祭，他没有悔改的心。
But rather they did not even repent.
那么一个人献祭没有悔改的心，又来献祭，那他就以为神可以用收买的。
If we do not repent and still try to sacrifice to God, we're bribing God.
你看，如果有一个人很不喜欢你，
if someone doesn't like you,
那你就笑笑的送很多的礼物去，马上他马上笑出来。
And you try to buy presents for them, maybe they'll like you even more.
这个是人的常情啊。
That is human.
但是神所看重的，
but God values,
就是你在献祭的时候，你对神的尊敬有多少。
But God values how much you love Him and respect Him.
那么当我们开始对神有一种尊敬的心，
and when we respect God.
你发现啊，我们要来献祭之前，我们很注重自己的行为。
And before your sacrifice, you examine your own life.
因为我敬畏神啊。
And if you fear God.
所以一个人在神面前献祭，祭物本身不是关键。
Then it doesn't matter what you actually sacrifice.
你用什么心态来献祭，这是关键。
But it is in your heart.
所以有的人啊，他在献祭的来教会敬拜神啊，他觉得神不管我的私生活。
Some come to church thinking God doesn't care about my private
life. 我只要说安息日，我奉献十一捐，我就好了。
It is good enough as long as I come to Sabbath service and offer tithe.
这绝对是不对的。
But that is wrong.
我们来守安息日是好的。
It is good to come to the church.
因为这是十诫的第四诫。
Because the Sabbath is the fourth commandment.
但是神所真的看重的不是说你的肉体来到坐在这里。
But God doesn't care if your physical body is here.
神所真的看重就是你用什么心态来花好几个小时在教会里面。
But what kind of heart do you...Do you have spending hours at church?
如果我们每一个人有敬畏神的心
If we have a heart fearing the Lord
礼拜六我要去朝见神
That on Saturdays I must go see God
我要在神面前献属灵的祭
I want to offer a spiritual sacrifice to God
所以我要好好准备自己
And I must prepare myself
我要自洁
And to cleanse myself
使我能够靠近神来亲近他感谢他
So that I can be near God and thank him
那当我们用这种敬畏的心来靠近神
If we come to God with that heart,
神看我们身坐在这里，神也很高兴啊，因为你是有心。
Then when God sees us sitting in the pews, He will be pleased.
但是反过来说
，But on the contrary,
我从礼拜一到礼拜五，我什么音乐也听。
If on Mondays through Friday, I listen to whatever music.
我 nightclub 也去。
I go to nightclub.
我什么电影都看。
I watch whatever movie I like.
安息日来我就来了。
But then I come to church on Saturday.
罪人啊
，As a sinner,
你能够来到神的殿？敬拜神吗
Can you still come to God's temple to
worship? 你的心有没有自洁
Is your heart cleansed?
所以你来说安息日神也不喜欢
Then God isn't pleased that you're observing your Sabbath
因为神不是看你外表的现时间
Because God does not look at your physical
神所看重的是你什么心来的
But he values your heart
因此这里讲说啊这个罪人献祭神也憎恶
God detests the sacrifice of the wicked
但是义人祷告神就喜悦了
But the prayer of the upright pleases him.
所以在米迦书里面这样说。
Micah tells us.
我们看这个米迦书。
Let's turn to Micah.
六章哈。弥迦书六章八节
Micah chapter 6 verse 8
说世人啊耶和华已经指示你什么是善的他将你所要的是什么只要你行公义好怜悯存谦卑的心与神同行我们看第六节
verse 6
我朝见耶和华在至高神的面前跪拜当献上什么呢我可见当时世代的人在想说到底我要献什么呢
The people were preoccupied with what they should offer to God.
我来在神的殿跪拜，我来朝见神，我要献什么呢
With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down?
所以他的头脑里面在想，我是要献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗
Shall I offer a calf of a year old?
他一直在想着物质的这一种准备
They were preoccupied with the material
神就借着先知告诉他们
But through the prophet God told them
说在神的眼中什么是善什么是好的
What is good in the eyes of God
神到底要你向所要的是什么
What does God demand of you
不是你的祭物啊
Not your sacrifice
是你的心啊
But your heart
行公义的心
Heart of righteousness
什么就是公义
What is righteousness
就是每一件事情在神面前是对的
To do what is right in the eyes of God.
你有一个心态，我要做每一件事情让神看是对的。
That you vow to do what is right in the sight of God.
这个心神悦纳。
And God will accept that heart.
第二个
，Second，
好怜悯
，to love mercy.
我对别人有同情怜悯的心，有爱心。
Mercy and compassion on others.
第三个
，Third，
在神面前，我愿意谦卑来顺服他。
To walk humbly before God and submit to Him.
那这个才是最重要的。
That is the most important.
所以当以色列百姓一直在盘旋啊，说这个到底我要准备什么样的祭呢
？Well, the Israelites kept thinking, what should I offer?
神说，我最看重的是你的心。
God says, I value your heart.
因此啊，在传道书里面
，So in Ecclesiastes,
再回到传道书第五章
，Turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
说愚昧人献祭他们不知道所做的是恶。
The full sacrifice and do not know what they do wrong.
我们还记得扫罗去击杀亚玛利人。
You may remember after Saul killed the Amalekites.
他看到很多的牛羊。
He saw their cattle.
又肥又壮。
That they were beautiful.
他就把它留下来。
So he spared the cattle.
因为他想要用这个来献给神。
Because he thought he could sacrifice those to God.
但是神还没有出埃及前已经告诉他。
But before he went to battle, God told him.
你虽然在万人之上，但是我在你的上面。
Even though you're above all men, I'm above you.
所以你要听我的话。
You must obey me.
你要先把次序搞清楚。
Remember the order.
那这个次序搞清楚了，来了，我下达我的命令。
And God commanded him.
你把亚玛利人所有的牛羊都杀掉。
You must kill everything that belongs to the Amalekites.
但是扫罗他留下了一些牛羊。
But Saul spared the cattle.
要献给神。
To offer to God.
从表面上看起来。
Superficially.
这个牛羊啊是非常的肥美。
The cattle were beautiful.
为什么他献给神，神不要呢？
But why did God not want the sacrifice?
因为当他留下了这个牛羊，他已经没有听神的话。
Because he had disobeyed God.
所以神借着先知告诉他。
Through the prophets, God told him.
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的自由。
And to submit to God is better than the fat of the lamb.
伯利的罪与拜偶像一样。
If you disobey God, it's as bad as
offering
to idol.
在生活当中不顺服神跟拜偶像一样。
If you do not obey God in your life, it's as if you're worshiping idol.
你献再多的钱，再多的时间，神也不要。
It doesn't matter how much money you offer.
因为心有问题。
Because there's a problem in your heart.
所以这里所罗门才说啊，愚昧人献祭，他们不知道所做的是恶。
That's why Solomon says even the fools do not know what they do wrong.
这个好像当时在钉耶稣的那一群人啊。
It's just like the people who nailed Jesus on the cross.
主耶稣怎么祷告？
How did Jesus pray for them?
赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Well, Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
他们以为为神大发热心。
They thought they were zealous for God.
但是他们所做的是恶。
But they did evil.
他们逼迫了义人，将义人钉在十字架上。
They persecuted the righteous and nailed him on the cross.
那这一批人，他们在献祭。
These people made a sacrifice.
他们以为这样是对的。
They did what they thought was right.
但是因为面前要谨慎脚步，因为进前来听胜过愚昧人来献祭，因为这一批人没有进前来听。
These people did not come and listen.
不愿意听了。
They refused to listen.
听是什么？
What does it mean to listen?
听就是受教的意思。
Listen means to be taught.
受教就是表示有一个人比我高，他来教导我。
Someone above us will teach us.
所以这一群人在献祭，他不愿意受教。
This group of people made sacrifices without
listening. 如果他愿意受教，他明白神的心意，他的献祭就不会被神认为是恶的。
If they were willing to learn and understand the will of God, their sacrifices would have been accepted.
因此，当我们在神的面前要服侍神之前
，before we serve the Lord,
很重要，我们要先听。
We must listen.
听神的话
，listen to God.
听圣经的教训
，listen to the Bible.
听真理
，listen to the truth.
用心，用这个听所听到的道理来。变化改变我们的心态
Listen with a heart and change it.
然后我们才来献祭，才来服侍神。
Then we can make our sacrifice,
所以这个
not offer to God.
这个是很重要的。
That's important.
所以说到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
When we come to the house of God, we must guard our steps.
因为这是神所临到的地方。
Because this is where God is.
所以很简单，既然传道者这样讲。
This is what the teacher says.
可能当时的世代的人呢、啊，到神的殿根本就不分圣俗。
Perhaps this generation had forgotten what it means to be holy.
所以有时候我们为什么说啊，这个到教会也有衣着也有一些关系啊。
And sometimes we look at how people dress when we come to church.
神不是看你哦，你穿西装打领带，你祷告神就听了。
Of course, just because you come in a suit and tie, God will listen to your prayer.
但是你随便穿啊，神就不听。
Or that if you come in a T-shirt, God won't listen to you.
但是有时候我们的衣着。会反映一个人的心态。
But the way we dress often reflects our heart.
为什么说
？Why？
今天如果美国的总统要见你
，If we're seeing the president，
请问你怎么做
？Well, how would you dress？
我想你一定是非常，注重的打扮自己吧。
You probably dress up.
这是代表你的心。
Because that represents your heart.
但是我们穿一条短裤跑到球场里面去打球。
Yet we play basketball with shorts.
然后我穿这一条短裤到教会里面来敬拜神。
If you wear that same pair of shorts to church.
但是就像短裤本身不算不了什么。
Perhaps wearing shorts itself is nothing wrong.
但是现在问题就是说我们的心有没有变？真的我们尊重说这里是圣殿。
But then do you come with the respect to church?
所以衣服本身其实不是重要的。
Our dress is.Not important.
那重要就是说，当我们预备心之后，我们是不是会产生某种改变
？But when we reflect on ourselves, will we change what we do?
所以这里说到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
Guard your steps when you go to the house of God.
啊，如果我们灵会开完了，大家说，哎呀，感谢神，这一次灵会开得很热闹，我觉得这个就很糟糕了。
After a spiritual convocation, if we all say, "Thank God, we have a lot of people here."
这个热闹就是菜市场啊。
If we have a lot of people here, it could be like a marketplace.
我们到菜市场，你不要预备心了。
You don't need to prepare your hearts in the marketplace.
但是我们来到教会要预备心。
But in church we do.
要敬虔的心。
We come with a fearful heart.
所以很可能我们灵会会大家心里火热来祷告 来查考道理。
During the spiritual convocation, we may pray very earnestly.
但是这种感觉是神临在的感觉。
That is the feeling of God's abiding.
是一种很安静又充满着喜乐又充满感恩的心。
It is a heart of peace and joy.
神所临到的地方都是安静的。
Because where God is, there is peace.
你看主耶稣啊，不增敬不宣扬，街道的人也没有听见他的声音。
Jesus did not scream or yell.
我记得啊，德国有一个姐妹啊，曾经到洛杉矶见证。
I remember a sister from Germany, bearing testimony in Garden Grove.
学艺术的，学声乐的。
And she was a musician.
非常活泼，蹦蹦跳跳的。
And she was very lively.
那第一次去参加这个欧陆灵修会。
When she first attended a spiritual convocation in Europe.
刚刚去，好不习惯哦。
She couldn't get used to it.
怎么这么安静？
Why is it so quiet here?
好像死气沉沉的。
As if people are dead.
那个时候她觉得好不习惯了。
She couldn't get used to the atmosphere.
那后来啊，她过了几天之后，她就安静下来。
But after a few days, she quieted down.
祷告就看异象。
And in her prayer, she saw a vision.
看到耶稣钉十字架。
Saw Jesus on the cross.
宝血一直滴下来。
And his blood dropped.
她非常受感动。
And she was moved.
那过了几年。
After a few years,
她渐渐进入属灵的深处。
Gradually, she entered into the spiritual.
后来她才发现了，属灵的团体跟属世的团体不一样。
And she realized that the spiritual gathering is different.
属世的团体是在热闹当中求取快乐。
In the world, we try to seek pleasure through noises.
属灵的团体是在安静当中寻求喜乐。
But a spiritual gathering, we seek joy and peace.
因为神在当中。
Because God is among them.
所以你到神的面前要谨慎脚步。
Before God, we must guard our steps.
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
敬虔来听胜过愚昧人献祭。
We come and listen with reverence.
敬虔。这个敬虔也是代表一种也是代表一种心态。
You have to come near. That represents our heart.
我没有问过这个发过这个问卷调查，为什么有一些弟兄姊妹总是要坐在最后两排
？We've never made a survey of why brothers and sisters like to sit in the back.
这个有时候大概也代表一种某一种心态。
That represents your heart.
但是圣经说，敬虔来听胜过愚昧人献祭。
But the Bible tells us to go near and listen.
我有两个人让我印象很深的。
I remember two people.
一个是一个姐妹。
One is a sister.
我从台湾一直到美国，我都很仔细观察。
Ever since I came here from Taiwan, I remember.
每一次聚会，就是最前面一排的最角最最靠近走道，我想大家都知道是谁。
She always sit on the first pew next to in the middle.
啊，听一听就点头点头。我觉得哦，这个姐妹坐在那里，我不能随便乱讲。
And whenever
这么认真呢
？Whenever I see her listening so attentively, I know I have to speak what is right.
敬虔来听啊，所以不能够让她这一番心意哦，空空回去啊。
She came here to listen, so I must do my job.
那另外就是一个长老。
And there was another elder.
年纪很大。
He was quite old.
戴着很深的眼镜。
He had a very thick glasses.
道理也懂得很深啊。
But he knows a lot about the words of God.
每一次聚会就坐最前面。
But every service, he would come and sit on the first row.
做笔记。
Taking notes.
所以我们看到这两个人坐在那里啊，你就发现了，我这一次聚会如果没有好好的准备，我对不起神，也对不起他。
When you see them sitting right before you, then you know you must speak the truth.
因为他们是敬虔来听，真的有渴慕的心。
Because they have a heart longing for the words of God.
所以这里说到神的面前要敬虔来听，就代表我们人对神的一种渴慕的心态。
Going near represents our heart.
所以这个传道士在讲当时这个时代。
And Ecclesiastes talks about the generation.
人的信仰渐渐变成形式化，所以他一针见血就指出来应该怎么改变。
He has pointed out that their faith has become a habit.
第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
你在神面前不可以冒失开口，也不可以心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。第三节。
Verse 3.
事物多就任人做梦，言语多就显出愚昧。我们再看。第五节
and also verse
5. 你许愿不还不如不许第六节
verse 6.
不可任你的口使你的肉体犯罪也不可在祭司面前说错的话为何使你因为神的声音使神因为你的声音发怒败坏你所做的呢 第七节
verse 7,
多梦多言，其中多有虚幻，你只要敬畏神。啊，这个第七节在讲多梦多言呢，多有虚幻。
Verse 7 says, much dreaming and many words are meaningless.
那么以圣经来解圣经啊，为什么会多梦？
If we use the Bible to explain,
第三节
why is there so much dream?
事物多就令人做梦。
Verse 3 says, as a dream comes when there are many cares.
那这跟中国人讲的有一点符合啊，日有所思，夜有所梦。
Whatever you think during the day, you will dream about at night.
那这个事物多就是世界上的产业多了，晚上就做梦就多了。
Your many cares are the things that bind you in the world.
那为什么会多言？
Why are there so many?
这个第二节已经有一个答案了。
Verse 2 tells us.
就是心急就多言了。心静不下来啊，言语就一直跑出来。
And we will be quick with our mouth if we're hasty in our heart.
那也是因为对神没有敬畏的心。
It is without a heart of reverence to God.
那这个，所以人多梦多言啊，常常是讲一个人的生活已经离开了神。
If we're quick with our mouth and we have many dreams, that may mean that we departed from God.
被世界缠累太多。
Because we're bound by the world.
所以多梦。
We have many dreams.
没有亲近神，静不下来。
We cannot calm our hearts.
所以多言。
And we speak a lot.
那敬虔的一个态度，什么叫做敬虔？
What does it mean to be reverent?
雅各书的第一章里面的敬虔就是勒住舌头。
James tells us that we must bridle our tongue.
就是对言语有控制。
It's to control what we say.
讲造就人的话。
We only speak what is righteous.
讲感谢的话。
We only speak thankful words.
讲让听见人得到益处的话。
We only speak what can help others.
这个就是敬虔啊。
That is to be reverent.
那很显然，当时的世代人虽然有宗教敬拜的仪式。
Even though the people observe these feasts.
但是在实质生活上并没有敬虔。
But in their lives they were not reverent.
你从他听的话就知道没有敬虔。
Just listen to what they say.
你从他所做的梦你就知道他整个心都世俗化了。
Or see what they dream about.
虽然在圣殿里面常常献祭，
Even though they made sacrifice in the temple,
但是并没有心意更新变化，将心归给神。
Their heart did not change and didn't return to God.
所以多梦多言。
And they were quick with their mouth and had many dreams.
那到最后带来就是虚幻。你虽然有那个外表的宗教仪式啊，你这种生活到最后还是虚幻，等于零。
And in the end, all they did were meaningless.
所以所罗门到最后的结论说，你只要敬畏神。
And Solomon teaches them, just stand in awe of God.
因此我们要超越这种仪式上的虚空。
We must transcend this the meaninglessness of rituals.
进入真正的崇拜。
To enter the true worship.
那主耶稣就对真正的崇拜下一个解释了。
And Jesus teaches us about true worship.
约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
23节。
Verse 23,
时候要到，如今就是，那真正拜父的要用心灵跟诚实来拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是一个灵，所以拜他的要用心灵跟诚实拜他。
Verse 24,
我们人怎么拜神？
How should we worship God?
你要先知道神是什么。
You must understand what is God.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
所以最重要是要用心来拜他。
Then we must worship him in spirit.
我们看主耶稣的身旁发生了两件事情。
There were two incidences with Jesus.
有一个患了十二年血漏的妇人。
There was a woman who has suffered from bleeding for 12 years.
她用手摸耶稣的衣裳。
She touched Jesus' cloak.
她一摸，主耶稣的能力就进到她里面。
And when she touched him, his power went into her.
血漏就好了。
And she was healed.
那门徒怎么解释？
How did the disciples explain it?
这么多人拥拥挤挤，不小心碰到你啊。
Many people around you, they probably touched you by
accident. 可能事实上，因为太多人挤碰到了耶稣。
She probably touched him by accident.
但是当他们碰到耶稣的时候，他们并没有感觉什么。
But when the other people touched him, they did not feel power.
那为什么这个血漏的妇人碰到耶稣就感觉到有神的恩典进到她身上？
Then why did a woman alone feel God's power entering her?
心不一样。
Because she has the heart.
这么多人虽然围绕在耶稣的身旁。
Many people surrounded Jesus.
并没有心啊。
But they did not have the heart.
你碰耶稣碰一百次，没有什么体验，没有感受。
You can touch Jesus 100 times without feeling a thing.
但是这个血肉的妇人，
But when that woman,
她确实有这个心，
with her spirit of worship,
她需要耶稣，
she needed Jesus,
因为她已经无路可走了，
because she had nowhere to go.
只有耶稣才是她的希望。
Only Jesus was her hope.
她对耶稣有信心。
She had faith with Jesus.
所以凭着信心一触摸，她就感到神的能力。
By faith, she touched Jesus and she was healed.
今天我们来到教会。
Today when we come to church,
是充满万有者所充满的。
We're filled by the Almighty.
神在这里。
God is here.
那为什么我们来到教会没有感觉？
Then why don't we feel a thing in church?
没有感觉的神在这里。
We don't feel God is here.
不是神有问题。
It is not because of God.
问题是我们的心。
But where our heart is.
我们心有没有来？
It's our heart and spirit.
有没有用清心来见神？
Do we come in a cleansed heart?
有没有用信心来接触神？
Do we come to God in faith?
是我们的心有问题。
It is a problem in our heart.
不是神有问题。
Not with God.
所以敬拜神要用心灵来拜他。
We must worship God in spirit.
你再看那个一个瞎眼的人。
And also the blind man.
他眼睛看不到。
He could not see.
他发现外面很嘈杂。
But he saw, he realized there was a commotion.
他就问人发生什么事情啊？
He asked what is going on.
别人就告诉他。
And other people told him.
那个拿撒勒人耶稣从这里过。
Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
那这个瞎眼就大声喊。
And the blind man yelled.
大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me, son of David.
那旁边人说，不要不要不要，安静下来，不要乱叫。
People around him rebuked him and told him to be quiet.
他继续喊，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
But he still yelled, have mercy on me.
主耶稣停下来。
And Jesus stopped.
说你要什么？
And asked him what he wanted.
我要能看见啊。
He said, I want my sight.
主耶稣说你能看见。
And Jesus said, you will see.
他就看见了。
And he saw.
众人认为耶稣是拿撒勒人的耶稣。
The other people saw Jesus as a man of Nazareth.
拿但业说拿撒勒能够出什么好东西呢？
Nathaniel even said, what good can come from Nazareth?
所以在众人的心目中，耶稣是没有分量的。
In the eyes of others, Jesus was an ordinary man.
所以他形容耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And they call him Jesus of Nazareth.
但是这个人虽然肉眼瞎了，
But even though this man was blind,
他的心眼是清楚的。
His heart could see.
他呼喊大卫的子孙。
He yelled, son of David.
大卫的子孙是谁？
Who is the son of David?
旧约圣经很清楚，那个就是救主。
The Old Testament describes the Savior.
救主要从大卫的后裔出来。
The Savior will come from David.
所以他知道大家所没有看中的拿撒勒人耶稣，就是旧约圣经所预言的救世主。
He recognized Jesus of Nazareth as the Savior.
因此他渴慕救主的恩典。
He wanted to be saved.
大声呼喊，大卫的子孙，可怜我。
And he cried, "Have mercy on me, son of David."
他就得到了恩典。
And he received the grace.
今天我们来到这里敬拜神。
When we come to worship God,
我们把主耶稣放在什么地位？
Where do we place Jesus?
是不是我们把主耶稣放在一个很平常的地位？
Do we place him as in an ordinary position?
我的生活还有更重要的事情。
There's some other things more important.
我们把他认为他是一个拿撒勒人的耶稣。
Jesus is simply a man in Nazareth.
所以我们跪下来祷告。
And when we kneel down to pray,
怎么祷告？没有恩典。
We won't feel anything.
但是如果我们把主耶稣抬到至高，
But if we raise Jesus to the most high
position, 他就是我的主。
He is my Lord.
我是他的仆人。
We are his servant.
我的一生在他的掌管。
My life is in his hand.
我愿意顺服他。
I will submit to him.
用这种心态来呼求他。
And cry out to him.
神的恩典就下来了。
And God's grace will come upon you.
所以所罗门在传道书里面要纠正我们的观念。
In Ecclesiastes, Solomon wanted to change our way.
信仰不要变形式。
Do not let your faith become a habit.
我们的宗教不要变成失了味的宗教。
Or our religion, don't let our religion lose its flavor.
我们要近前来听。
We must come near to listen.
接受教导。
And learn.
超越虚空。
To transcend this meaning.
进到灵里面的敬拜。
And to enter into a spiritual worship.
每一天我们都感觉到神跟我们同在。
Then every day we'll feel God with us.
那是何等的甘美，那是何等的幸福。
What kind of joy is that?
来唱什么？
Let's sing hymn.